appreciation of that, well, then I'll share that with the group, like anyone would share with the group what the Lord has led, what the Lord has laid on their heart. So I thought, hey, I respect that. That's good. Now, if it did come up, if someone started speaking in tongues in my home group, I wouldn't let it go on for very long. Okay? It shouldn't go on and on and on and on. I think God can get his point across quickly. You're like, well, Mark, how come your sermons aren't shorter? I wouldn't let it go on very long because the group doesn't know what's going on. I would cut it off quickly and I would say, is there an interpretation? If there was not an interpretation, I would take them back to this text and say, if there's no interpretation, we should stay quiet and speak between ourselves and God. That's what the text says. Okay. But if there was an interpretation, great. That person or someone else says, I believe what the Lord is saying here is this. Then we take that, we say, okay, let's take this. Each of us take this to the Lord and pray about it for our own lives. Now, how long did that take? 2 minutes? You see? It's not anything to be afraid of. I'm not afraid of it. And how many maximum can happen in the group? 3. Maximum. What's that going to take? 5-6 minutes? This is not going to, it better not dominate any home group in our church. But it shouldn't be forbidden. It should be very sensitive, very cautious about it. The point isn't the tongues. The point is what's the Lord saying to us in ways we can understand. Wrapping up here, I believe there is some application for us. Number one is that we seek the giver, not the gift. We seek the giver, not the gift. I mean, yes, it's true that I've prayed for tongues, but you know, more important than that, you pray and seek God. Seek that relationship with him, and then he does in us what he wants to do. He does through us what he wants to do. So seek the giver, not the gift. Number two, tongues or no tongues, we've got to ask ourselves the question, do we spend personal time praising and worshiping God? How are we doing in that regard? Just getting alone, protecting that time, just between you and God, where there's that edifying that takes place. Without that, man, we're dead in the water at the beginning of our day without that time, worshiping and praising God. That's the most important thing. Three, do I believe that God speaks to me and through me? Do we believe that he's a living God? And he's talking to us, prompting us all throughout the day, and to give you words to give to somebody else. And number four, am I open to God working outside my box? Do I believe that God is bigger than my box? Do I have the humility and the openness to let God do whatever he wants to do? Anything that's taken place in this book, do we believe that it is possible, it is feasible today if God desires, God so chooses to do that through you and through me? I mean, guys, that's the kind of faith I want to live. I'll admit to you, there's still a lot of things I don't really believe God can do. There haven't been that many times at a funeral I believe that God could really raise that person up if he wanted. But you know what? He could. Couldn't he? Couldn't he grow, you know, an arm or a leg longer? Couldn't he have someone in a wheelchair get up and walk? You see, I don't want to say, well, God, he only did that back in this era. No. I want to believe that he's able. And I don't want to be afraid to ask God, well, what if he doesn't do it? Then you're going to be a failure. What? It's never up to us. We never do it. It's the Lord that does it, see? Let's ask God to take us out of our box. And let's ask right now. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, as we prayed in the beginning, may you increase, may we decrease. So often in our lives, we just kind of limit you based on our view of life or our view of our capabilities or maybe our experience or perhaps even the way we've been trained in the Bible. Lord, I pray that we would really be open to everything that you want to do. Most importantly, Lord, I pray we would seek you, seek the giver, and not just your gifts, not just the things that you give or do in our lives. God, wherever we may be on this issue of tongues, whether we have the gift or not, whether we believe it's available for today or not, I pray that we would be people who are loving. I pray we'd be people that really, as you say in Romans 14, we don't judge one another in these ways, that there's love and we're reaching out, we're trying to learn, we're trying to understand. I thank you for the things you've taught me in Christians' lives who are experiencing things I don't fully understand, because I don't have to, but I thank you for what you've taught me. I pray you'll continue to do that, God. We thank you, Lord, for how you're working. We thank you. You do speak to us, and that we have a living relationship with you. May we grow in that, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen.